Focusing in the Middle East, part of what we're talking about here on America Tonight. You know, it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. What country this time? Syria. Certainly we've talked a lot about Syria in the last couple of weeks. So now the president apparently is considering some sanctions on the Syrian government. And what does that actually mean? What kind of sanctions are we talking about? Well, we go to the insiders always at the top of the show. Talk Radio News, Victoria Jones joins us. Victoria, you were there. You were hearing a lot about this. What does it mean when the president is considering, I love that word, this new Syrian sanctions?
Yeah, we don't know how close he is to this. I mean, I think it means he's probably pretty close to putting the sanctions onto Syria is what I think it means. That there are already sanctions on Syria, so these would be additional sanctions that they are thinking of putting on Syria. The question is, what impact are they actually going to have on the Assad regime? Quite honestly, they would probably focus on the assets of Syrian officials close to Assad, and so they would obviously impact their movements and things like that. Well, I mean, you know, you've got to ask yourself, what impact are they going to have on Assad sending tanks into the town of Daraa?
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to impact something like that? Probably not. But other than that, what else can you do? But Obama did put out an extremely strong statement over the weekend about Syria, one of the strongest statements that I've seen from this administration, or from any administration, actually, for quite a long time. So they're clearly extremely frustrated, and the situation in Syria, since they got rid of the emergency law, has deteriorated, and you've got these reports of hundreds of people having just disappeared since Friday.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah,
hundreds of people. Wow. So that's why probably the strong statement, I'm sure.
Oof. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very bizarre. Scores of residents have gone missing since Friday, many of them from Homs, other towns near Damascus. They really just don't know what's happened to them. They haven't been put on trial. There's no record of their arrest. They have absolutely no idea where they've gone.
Wow, crazy. All right, so we move from overseas to what's going on in the White House. Victoria is always there for a lot of times for the White House press briefing. And the White House press secretary, Jay Carney, made a statement today where he said Republicans like Senator Coburn say that not raising the debt ceiling would not cause a global catastrophe are dead wrong. So he was just towing the line, I'm sure, right, because when the questions are asked about the debt ceiling?
Absolutely. And, you know, what was so interesting is that the debt ceiling barely came up in the briefing today. It's almost like the debt ceiling was out in terms of being a popular issue. But this was one time where he actually did get quite angry about it, because he literally did say that anybody like Tom Coburn, who was saying, yeah, that's not important. He was saying they are dead wrong. He uses terms like terrible and catastrophic. So he was really very, very serious and doom-laden when he was addressing this.
All right, speaking of Republicans, Victoria, you and I were talking off the air, and apparently the Republicans are going to have some kind of a phone call to talk about the vote, defending the vote that they took on the budget.
Yes, that's right. There have been these town halls, as there always are during the recesses, and the response to the Medicare changes proposed by the Republicans, which are going to impact people under the age of 55. They'll have to buy private insurance, and even people over the age of 55. There's been some rage in town halls, some from seniors who think Medicare is going to go completely, some from seniors who don't like the changes, and some from seniors who don't want the changes for their children, and some from people who are not seniors. But nobody's happy. And the polling shows 8 in 10 seniors love Medicare. 62% of independents don't want to change Medicare. And most Americans don't want to change Medicare. So it's not surprising. So they've got this conference call planned tomorrow for Republican House members to strategize on basically how to respond to this, how to answer questions, how to defend their vote on the Republican budget about 10 days ago when they're starting to realize they got into a quagmire.
Yeah, that when your back's up against the wall, that's when it all starts working. When everybody starts getting on the horn, or everybody wants to get together for lunch, to be sure. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, coming up with me, Kate Delaney here on ATN, we're going to check the prices at the pump. I know it's painful. Do you know for 34 straight days, 34, count them, the price has gone up. They say the average across the country is actually $3.86. I know that I paid $3.99 a gallon last week. Over the weekend, I found some place where I paid $3.77, so you be the judge. And this is in different parts of Texas. I talked to my mother on the phone, and she said the East Coast, you know, New Jersey has cheap gas. Not so cheap. Her gas was actually more. It was up over $4. This is for regular, a gallon. I bet a lot of people listening to me right now, you're paying more than $4. Of course, all the people listening overseas in the UK and Australia, I know all of you are paying much, much more. And yeah, I think you can understand why Americans, this is really our hot spot. There are just a couple of things that you can, they're like sacred cows. If you live in a state where there's no state income tax, nobody wants to see that go away. It's just something you're used to, even if you're paying through the nose in other areas, you don't want that to go away. And you don't want to see gas prices jump dramatically when you go to fill her up. It's like you're asleep. Literally, you're asleep at the wheel when you pull into the pump until you suddenly look down and you see, I can't believe it, $60 to fill this up. And I know truckers are probably laughing as well right now because of the amount they're paying for diesel. Incredible. If you're on a long haul, that ultimately, we keep saying it, follow the money. It's transferred on to all of our backs because when the goods are hauled to XYZ location, food stores, for example, you're going to pay. You're going to pay more. What are you paying for your eggs? What are you paying for a head of lettuce? What are you paying for milk? I'd be curious, and I guarantee, I know I'd get some different prices, but everybody is paying more than they're used to paying. That's the bottom line. So we'll dive into that during this hour. Also, coming up, we can count. We can count the amount of times that the White House press secretary ripped into the New York Times and a few other news organizations. Victoria Jones, of course, there for Talk Radio News. On the Gitmo leaks, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'll jump to that, too. And big story, Gabrielle Giffords is cleared to go to the shuttle launch, the Endeavor. You know how we're nuts about NASA, at least I am. And the shuttle launches are dwindling. We're to the next to the last one. Her husband, Mark Kelly, is the commander of the Endeavor. She's going to be able to go there. She was cleared to go to Kennedy Space Center, but she's not going to be in view of the public. So her family and other people will see her, but there won't be any photographs or that kind of stuff of Gabrielle Giffords. Still, I think it's tremendous that from the time that she was shot to now, she's able to make that journey. We're going to journey on next for Odds and Ends. Hang through. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
So check it out. We were talking about the pain at the pump. And as we continue down that road on odds and ends, I was right about the 34, 35 days in a row, because now we're flipping into 35. I hear it's going up another 2 cents. In London, Brent crude lost 33 cents. It was 123.66 a barrel on the ICE Futures Exchange. And you say, who cares? Because that is how so much is set, just like the 112 and change on the New York Mercantile Exchange, a barrel. So that's how you'll see prices be pushed at the pumps when you pull in. I keep saying when you pull in. When you glide in, because you barely... Have you ever done that? We've probably talked about this on America Today, where you are playing chicken with your gas tank. I can get to that one gas station. Here's a little bit cheaper. It's around the corner. And I think I'm on fumes because the red light is on and it feels like it. But if I can just get through that one corner, boom, I'll glide right in there. I hate to say I'm part of the glide brigade. Lately I've been pretty good about it. I have. But many times in my life, I do not know how I got to the gas station in time. And I'm just noticing that I believe more people are doing that when I'm filling up the last couple of times, because now in the past week it's been twice. I've looked around and noticed, I kind of am noticing what people are doing. And twice I saw people glide in like I think it was like winging a prayer. I don't want to stop in the street. I'm going to have a push to get up to the Petro. I know I can do it. I can get up. I can do it. I can get there. You know, it's interesting, too. In Canada, our friends in Canada, gas is usually higher there. Prices are usually higher there. I was talking about outside the borders, you know, in the UK, $6-$7 in Australia, what they pay. In Canada, the national average price on Monday was actually cheaper than what it was in the United States. So now we're reversing. What a terrible trend. The dollar is sucking wind, is going in the opposite direction. Our gas prices are more than Canada. Oh, the average price, I already said the number, you know, $3.86 a gallon, but the average price, if you want to break it down to give you something to compare it with, is now a dollar more per gallon than a year ago. We were paying a buck more. That's not good. That's crazy. So a lot of you are squealing about it. Here's what some people had to say around the country. Take a listen.
Gas prices are bad. It's really hard to even afford to fill up my own car. It costs $100.
This is the first time paying $75 for a tank of gas.
It's around $95. Yeah, so it's unbelievable right now.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. Unbelievable right now. And I said at the end of the year I thought it would be up over 5, and COP emailed us or chatted us. If you go to americatonight.net, all roads lead there, whether it's through chat or email or any of that kind of stuff, Twitter, Facebook. And he said $5 for the end of the year, and amen, brother, because sadly, I hate to agree with you, but I've said that several times. I think it gets up to 5, too. Ooh, then people are really going to be unhappy. Because are you going to get a raise at work? Are you going to get more per mile at work? Let's think if you're a guy who's a salesperson or a woman, and you're traveling around and you get XYZ, well, everybody's going to have to pay more, bottom line. Okay, so odds and ends, besides squealing about what we're paying for gasoline, Mother Nature, I always say she is wicked nasty. At times beautiful, but not lately. And the evidence is clear in looking at these tornadoes in Texas, in Arkansas. And Tornado Alley has expanded. Pick a place on the map, even outside of the Midwest. And I was saying this 2 weeks ago. Nobody's safe from these tornadoes. And I'll tell you what, it was devastating what happened, the tornado in St. Louis. I happened to see this video over the weekend, Lambert International Airport. So you think of this, any airport any of you have ever been in, you know, where you're waiting for your plane, and since we have to get there so early so we can get our shakedown by the TSA, usually you're scrounging around for some food, some coffee, some food, paper, whatever. But you're sitting in the lounges. The lounges are filled up because people are waiting to get on planes or in the little restaurants on the side. And people were being tossed around. I'm not kidding. And it was in the inside of the airport. In fact, the tornado was the path of destruction for this tornado, 22 miles long. Went through Concourse C of that airport, opened a hole in the ceiling, smashed hundreds of glass windows. There was a plane, one of the planes that was on the tarmac. I listened to someone describe what it was like inside the plane. They were just being tossed around like they were in one of those bubbles jumping up and down. And they were watching, looking out the window and seeing what was happening to the terminal. That had to be scary. Ooh. And people just ran. There was when the TSA agents left their posts. They were running for the exits because debris was flying through the air. I mean, just swirling all over the place. There was some guy I happened to see, because people had taken video of it, probably cell phone video or whatever. And there was a guy that was on the cell phone. Cell phone got whisked away. And another thing, there's a tornado in the St. Louis airport. So some nasty stuff. And having been through a crazy weekend where up and down in my own neighborhood, I feel fortunate. We had incredible winds. I thought we had tornadoes around us. I, at one point, honestly, thought that a tornado was going to slap right down in the middle of my neighborhood. Trees, I have an oak tree. It looked like the top of it was bent in half. It looked like a palm tree. And it's crazy. It was crazy, the weather. And I know a lot of you can relate to what I'm saying because this weather pattern, Mother Nature is taking no prisoners. I mean, it's everywhere now. It used to be you'd hear about tornadoes. Oh, that's in, you know, Nebraska, Kansas, Texas, a little bit of Texas. But now, with the right kind of weather pattern, we're seeing, you know, really anything's fair game. And that's what pretty much happened over the weekend for a lot of people. They were digging out and praying that, you know, their family made it when they went back to basically what I always describe as it just looks like sticks are thrown all over the place because it's shredded. It looks like shredded wood to me, kind of piles of wood. You really can't make anything out. Very, very, very strange when you go back into a neighborhood after a tornado and these storms spin off and there's funnel clouds all over the place. And that's what's happened, I think, to so many people who were unsuspecting that that was in their neighborhood. Big story. I was talking about the airport there, St. Louis, and, of course, the air traffic controller segging into something different with odds and ends. But this has been a huge story and one that we've talked about, massive water cooler buzz here on America Tonight and elsewhere. People fly, and now they're wondering, geez, am I safe with these air traffic controllers who aren't answering the radio or they're watching a movie or, you know, whatever. It just seemed abnormally high amounts of people got nabbed for this. So now the National Transportation Safety Board is saying, look, short naps. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, because short naps could really help some of these controllers. If they got little tiny cat naps on these overnight shifts, they would just be refreshed. You know, you could let them get 20, 30 minutes. It would help that fatigue, and then they'd be alert when they returned. There's a question. Do cat naps work? Could you cat nap on your job, and would you come back fresh? Would you? I don't know. Cat naps, come back after 30 minutes and be much more alert. I think you have to have two, especially in these busy areas, you have to have two controllers. That's the bottom line. And then, look, if you wanted to take the cat naps, then somebody has to be awake and paying attention. Coming up on the flip side, going to introduce you to a terrific guy, a vet of Vietnam, two tours of Vietnam, and he's trying to help the soldiers of today. Stay tuned. We'll introduce him to you next.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Tony Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, you know this is near and dear to my heart. We cannot do enough for the men and women who serve in the military. I don't care when they served. I don't care what branch. We cannot do enough for these folks. In fact, I think it's great that finally there's more recognition for things that are happening once they come back, like the First Lady and Jill Biden, the Vice President's wife, are trying to push the whole idea that, listen, you got to help the spouses and the kids of the troops who are fighting overseas. So when they're there, right before they come back, you know, they need all kinds of things, just even something done around the house. It seems so simple, but yet people don't realize what's happening to families. And then it's the same thing once the soldiers come back. Somebody who knows all about coming back and really kickstarting it, Claude Regis Vargo, is this guy. What I'm telling you, we can't say enough about his service. We're talking Vietnam. He was highly decorated. He was a tank commander. He did two combat tours. Can you imagine? And this is what's really cool, and I'm going to let him tell the story himself. But he was a high school dropout. He comes back, gets his bachelor's degree in 2 years. Took me four. And his master's in 10 months. And this is the cool thing. Debt free. He's got a book out called Beyond My Horizon, an educational odyssey and combat memoir. Claude, thanks so much for your service and jumping on the airwaves with us here on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Kate, for having me.
Let's talk about first, when you first came back, what was it like for you? Because we know how tough it is to come back and assimilate into what we'll call the real world when you come back to the U.S., and we've talked to many soldiers about that. Take us back to what it was like for you and how you got on this, as you call it, odyssey.
Well, First of all, when I did come back, and that was in the fall of 1969, after I spent a couple tours as a tank commander, I was pretty much a mess, but I did find work right away. Unemployment at the time, believe it or not, in 1969 was 3.5%, a lot easier than the warriors and vets have it right now. So when I came back, I hit the streets of Houston, Texas, and within a couple hours, I was working one job. Within 2 weeks, I was working three jobs. I was so motivated, I wanted to grab life with both hands, and I did. I just got married at the time, and my wife, I had her working two jobs. She always complained she never got to see me, so I got her a job where I was working at. I did a good husbandly thing there, Kate.
There you go.
We were working, five paychecks coming in, because I was in a restaurant business. We had tips and, paychecks and, all kinds of stuff. But I had a 5-year delayed reaction. I ran as far and as fast as I could in 5 years. In 1975, in the spring, it was about, April 30th, 1975, when Vietnam fell. Mentally, I couldn't take it. I ran as fast as I could, and then I stopped. And I looked around, and Vietnam fell. My brain couldn't comprehend what I had gone through. It was like it was all for naught.
Wow.
My father and my wife admitted me into a veterans hospital, into a third ward lockup, where they promptly put me into a straitjacket, experimental drugs, hallucinogenics. I never did get a cattle prod, as far as I know, but I did see him. It was pretty horrendous. The Veterans Administration and the hospitals have changed. I got to tell you that right now. But I was in there. I was catatonic for weeks, I was told. It was pretty rough. My brain just shut down. It finally caught up to me. But fast forward, I did go to school. Later on, and which we'll discuss shortly.
Wow. So that happens to you, and you go through that experience. First of all, we don't want to just leave it there. How did you eventually pull out of that? Was there just finally with the treatments, which were horrific treatments, but something jolted you?
No, not really. It was a long road to hoe. I had electrical shock therapy. I had, combat therapy. Breathing therapy for stress. They didn't call it post traumatic stress disorder back then. It was combat. Combat fatigue, and then it finally rolled into PTSD, post traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
It was a long row with a lot of experimental medication along the way. I was one of the guys that they wrote the book about that they now refer to.
Oh, yeah. So you spoke out about that. And they, as you said, now the hospitals are better. And so those treatments went by the wayside. But you have to wonder why there wasn't oversight. I mean, why there wasn't somebody looking into what was going on there. What were they doing with these experimental drugs? Do you think it was because, nobody knew. So, okay, we're going to just try we're just going to do this.
Well, it was all experimental at that time. And of course, in World War II, they called it shell shock, then they moved it up to combat fatigue, and all along the way, it was just one big experiment. But I'm finally glad. I really know the Veterans Hospital has really gotten it together since, because I've gone and I can see what's happening recently. I can see where they help not only the veteran, the warrior, they're helping the families. There are so many what they call operations now. They have operations in your boots, Operation Emotional Freedom, Operation A Way Home. It's for assimilation and reintegration, and boy, am I for it. One of the reasons I wrote the book, of course, is to help the warriors coming back now. Now it's my turn to help them, and that's what I'm doing, and I love it.
And when you say help the warriors when they're coming back, what would you tell them? What would you tell someone who comes back? They feel discouraged. They as you said, different situation even with on the employment front. What would you tell them?
Wow, the employment is just horrendous. But what I've put together is kind of a warrior's inner peace plan. And real quick what that is, and I call it PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. It's easy to remember. It's what I consider prayer, employment, assistance, comradeship, and education. And if you can, you know, if they can remember that, it's kind of what I did. Prayer, and it just doesn't mean religious prayer. I pray to my grandmother, and I'll give you for instance. I got on my hands and knees and said, Grandma, I'm in a tight. I'm in a bad situation. I owe IRS 2 years' worth of salary, and I don't know what to do. Please help me. So I just consider it, you know, you consider it religious or other prayer, but we can move on to that, into employment. Of course, I work three jobs. When you work three jobs, you can't have panic attacks. You just keep on going and going and going, and you leave the panic attacks behind.
Right.
Professional assistance. I have a suicide hotline right in my phone under HELP. Okay, I just have it. If I've never had to call it, but if I do, I know where to get help because I know the suicide rate is 18 veterans a day now are committing suicide.
Wow.
18 a day. I can't even comprehend that. That's more since 2001, Kate. That's more than are dying on the battlefield.
Wow.
Okay? And then there's camaraderie. I've got a friend that I talk to in Arizona a couple, three times a week and just touch base with him. He's been on the couch. He's one of the tankers that I was in Vietnam with, and he's pretty well down, but I talk to him. But he gives me as much camaraderie as I give him. Then we got education, and I took education with both hands 30 years late, but I did it. Actually, I went from freshman to senior in 12 months. I wrote about it in my book, Beyond My Horizon, as you suggested.
Yeah.
I graduated summa cum laude in 2 years and knocked out that master's degree, an MMH science degree, in another 10 months. So I grabbed with both hands. And let me tell you, when you're studying hard, when you're working hard, you can't have a lot of panic attacks and stay in depression. And so that's kind of my gift to the warriors and to the veterans.
And when you were doing that, because you did it, like you said, you were so motivated. And I think I said this, too, debt-free. Explain that, because that's what somebody's going to say. Well, what about all the money?
How did I do it? Well, it wasn't easy because I was facing bankruptcy. Corporate, and in fact, I was involved in a racketeering lawsuit. It was called RICO. All right, it's probably on the web. I got to turn my back on that. But I was in bad shape, and I had lost a business. But I went to the Veterans Administration, and I got them to reinstate my GI Bill after 20 years, after it expired, under another little known chapter. It's called Chapter 31. Right, I got them to reinstate it, and with my disability, I got over $1,000 a month tax free. All right,
wow.
That was the start. Plus, I got the tuition paid for. Actually, Kate, see, I went to school three colleges at one time. I went to Cornell University, University of Houston, the Conrad Hilton College of Hotel and Restaurant Management, and Houston Community College, all in one semester. I took 30 hours in my sophomore semester. And just aced them all. People
wow.
say, "Well, how did you go back and forth? It must have been, yeah, it was an online degree." Well, my wife works for American Airlines, so I had a little edge there. Okay, I was in an airport a lot. Now I got to tell you about my wife Gloria and working for American Airlines. She loves to help the veterans coming back. And in Atlanta, the world's busiest airport, she sees hundreds and hundreds of veterans coming back. So. She loves to help them, and I love for, you know, for her to do that.
Right, no kidding. So tell everybody where they can go. Obviously, we know where we can get your book. You can pick it up at a lot of different places, Amazon,
sure.
the usual places we mentioned, Beyond My Horizon, An Educational Odyssey, and Combat Memoir. But what about your website?
Oh, it's easy. GetYourDamnDegree.com.
I love that. It's great.
It's like this, Kate. If you don't have it like I did, I was a junior high flunky for forever, for 30 years. And so when I got it, it was a damn degree. And now that I got it, it was a damn degree. So that's what I named the website, getyourdamndegree.com.
Perfect place to end this. Claude, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, I sure appreciate it. You have a great evening.
You too.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Coming up on We Can Count, the NFL might be back in business after 7 weeks. A big prison breakout in Afghanistan. Global warming? Oh, so many of you do not think there is any such thing as global warming. You know how we love the polls. A new poll came out. Gallup did it. And that's what they found. But first, we start with the NFL. Maybe back in business. If any of the players of your favorite team want to go to work out, let's put it this way, at the facilities of their respective teams, whether it's the Vikings, the Eagles, the, I don't know, I'm thinking of teams off the top of my head that you root for, the Jets, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Giants, you get my drift. They're allowed to go and use the weights and all that sort of stuff. But there's still some things that have to be decided. Here's what happened in a nutshell. A federal judge ordered an end to the NFL lockout. Remember, this was the U.S. District Court in Minnesota. The woman's name was Susan Richard Nelson. She gave the players pretty much a little bit of a win in the fight with the owners on how to divvy up the $9 billion in business, all the money that they accrue with advertising and all that sort of stuff, and granted their injunction to request to lift the lockout. So she did do that, but there's still some confusion as to what that means, because the NFL immediately responded by filing a notice of appeal. Of course, they're going to appeal it, questioning whether she exceeded her jurisdiction. So they're looking to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis. But the league also filed a motion for an expedited stay, so they want Nelson to put her ruling on hold to let the appeals deal play out. Typical legalese, isn't it? However, like I said, if players want to go to the weight rooms at their teams or look at the playbooks or do any of that kind of stuff, whatever the routine is that they've developed, they're allowed to do that. So this is a little bit of a step in the right direction. And trust me, I heard that it was standing room only in this courtroom. You had players, you had league people, and arguments back and forth over whether it was fair, or whether there was the right kind of relief, that kind of stuff. The bottom line is, she ruled. So where it goes from there, what happens in the appeals court, who's to say exactly? She did declare that players are likely to suffer harm by the lockout, and that's the legal requirement for granting the injunction. So she wrote that they're already feeling the pain, meaning the monetary damages. So, could be that we're a little bit closer. There's still some other things going on. The NFL did release a statement and said that federal law bars injunctions in labor disputes, and they think they're pretty confident that the appeals court would agree. Ooh. So it might be a quick workout. 7 weeks this has been. 7 weeks. And, you know, they're not even scheduled to meet again until May 16th, four days after they hold a hearing on whether the players should get damages in their fight with the owners over the broadcast revenue. And that part of the $9 billion is $4 billion, by the way, in the broadcasting money. I mean, this still could drag on because the appeals and all that sort of stuff. It might be a long summer, but there is a little bit of hope, perhaps, we might actually see some football being played this year. Whew, that would be nice, wouldn't it? We'll see. It's still the battle over the billionaires and the millionaires, after all. Taliban, they are a crafty bunch, aren't they? You know, they tunneled out about 480 out of an Afghanistan prison in Kandahar. That's what happened. Yes. They were digging. They poked through on Sunday, spent 4.5 hours, got 480 inmates out without a shot, without anything. And most of the prisoners that escaped were Taliban militants. How does that happen? Dead of night. Must have been a prison guard involved in this one. There had to be some collusion. I don't see how they'd be able to get away with that and do that. So they had covered, they had a prayer mat, and underneath it they were digging. And this prison is called Sarposa Prison. And the inmates knew that they were digging, and they finally were able to get all the way through. Can you imagine? That's almost 500 Taliban that got out of this prison. You would think that this puts the war with the Taliban a little bit behind the eight ball. I think it does. Why? What are we doing? 10 years, are we any closer to victory? So all the Taliban militants that were wrangled up, most of them are out, a big chunk of them anyway, not all of them, but a big chunk of them are out of that prison. Hamid Karzai couldn't be more corrupt. Give me a break. And so here we go again, right from underneath their noses. You'd have to assume that some of those guards were complicit in that escape. You'd have to assume it, right? Let's turn our attention to the Gallup poll I mentioned and global warming. Part of We Can Count. Most of the human race doesn't see global warming as a threat. Is that true? Do you think there is such a thing as global warming? So the survey they did, it was a simple question they asked people. How serious of a threat is global warming to you and your family? Pretty straightforward. What happened? 42% told Gallup they believe global warming was somewhat serious or very serious. And this was worldwide. In the United States, 42% worldwide, meaning outside of the borders, worldwide and some from the United States. Strictly speaking, in the United States, 53% say they believe global warming was somewhat serious. But that was down from 63% in the question that was, that same question that was posed the last couple of years. How about this? Of the 111 countries that Gallup polled, because they polled everyone they could find, Greece was number one for fear of global warming. They're worried about a lot of things. And 87% there say that global warming was definitely very serious. How about that? You know what was dead last? Dead last. Solomon Land ranked dead last. Only 10% of the people there say that global warming was serious. Yemen, second to last, 13%. China, I know some people listen to us in China, which is the world's largest greenhouse gas emitter. We know that, all the people, etc. They were 105th out of 111 among all the countries that were polled by Gallup. Only 21% of the people in China that were polled said they believe global warming is a somewhat serious or very serious threat to themselves or to their families. Ooh, interesting results, don't you think? Sadly, I started the show talking about Mother Nature. Here's some more to fill in the blanks for you as far as numbers are concerned. A lot of people listening to us in Missouri, and the people had to leave because of the levees overflowing. You see that familiar picture of houses that are floating and cars that are underwater, and hopefully as many people as possible just got out of the way. The tornado warnings, all that kind of stuff. Popular Bluff, which many of you, I'm sure, have heard of. That's a town in southeast Missouri. They tried to hold back the Black River, but with the rain that came, there wasn't much that they could do. They had like 7,000 people that live in and around that area, and 1,000 homes had to be evacuated. Sandbagging, I mean, that was, what could they do? It's too late for that, though. If you have the really super high water, there's no way that's not going to do anything to help you. There were a couple of people that tried to hang back and hold their belongings, you know, get their belongings, and had to be rescued by boat. At least two people were killed in Arkansas because of the heavy rain and the tornadoes. And, you know, you had heavy rain, heavy wind. I mean, incredible wind with the tornadoes from Texas to Kentucky. So I feel you if you're out there cleaning up after a mess of a weekend. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me at americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.